I would just like to introduce the next speaker, the Director of Remedy and Surety Services, Steve Jones.
Thank you for that, Shannon. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
That's our boring language then. Apologies for the accent. If Yorkshire doesn't translate, then I'm not very damn sad in Birmingham. There was a time when I gave speeches that I didn't need glasses, but them days have gone. As you can imagine, for people in the room who don't know, it's International Austerity Justice Week this week. Yeah. So there's been a lot of activity, there's been a lot of words spoken. So I'm assessing more. So firstly, let me say what an absolute privilege it is to be here today. As a man not known for being concise, being given the opportunity and very clear instruction by Michelle to stick to time, I'd like to ask any of our remedy colleagues in the room to give me some subtle notice if I go over. I've been asked today to give my reflections on the journey so far from remedy's perspective. Let me start by saying that having delivered restorative justice for 24 years, I firmly believe that I had a very clear understanding of what was possible when it came to our journey. And then we came to the West Midlands. That understanding was blown out of the water. Restorative West Midlands has set an entirely new standard, creating a brand new yardstick by which restorative justice in the UK should be measured. It's vital initially, therefore, I believe, to consider why that is. I think the answer primarily is three distinct elements. Firstly, the environment in which this service has been established. It's our experience that the environment created by the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner is one in which the torture scrutiny is firmly grasped in one hand, whilst the other encourages innovation, creativity and solution-focused thinking. You would expect that to be the norm across all contractors. It isn't. Our best performing areas are always ones where the contractor recognises their vital role in ensuring competency, efficacy, value for money, and why shouldn't they? It's public money. But equally, recognises that we're the ones who know how to deliver restorative justice. As my assistant director, Chris Hickey, has said on numerous occasions, restorative justice is what we get out of bed to do in the morning, and some of us have been doing that for a really long time. This brings me on to the second ingredient for success, partnership. And just a brilliant example of that. Partnership, and I mean genuine partnership. I once heard a definition of partnership at a conference I attended, and that definition was the suppression of mutual hatred in the search for government funding. We've probably all experienced no times partnership. That's not the type of partnership I mean genuine mutual respectful partnership. That's what exists in this room. It's a triumvirate of gorgeousness, I like to call it. Or a triumvirate of excellence, let's use excellence instead. When it came to the development of the hub, everyone loves a hub these days, don't they? Again, fortune favoured restorative justice in the West Midlands. The hub basically comprises West Midlands Police, Pioneer Housing and ourselves. The triumvirate of excellence. The combination of these groups better ensures a cross-cutting approach to restorative justice from community, neighbourhood, antisocial behaviour and crime at all levels. And that's for me the strength of what's being developed here. We've heard from West Midlands Police and Pioneer directly about the substantial achievements in these areas. So if I can, I'll just go for a moment on Remedy's part in the hub and the distance travelled so far. So what have we achieved? From the first 8 months of operational delivery, Remedy delivered 95 direct face-to-face meetings between victims and offenders in post-court cases, and 246 indirect processes in that period. Now, a number only means something if it's put into some form of context. Is 95 direct face-to-face conferences good? How does 95 stack up? Is it 95 bars of gold? Is it 95 pennies? Well, let's keep 95 in mind and consider, let's pick on London. Why not? Let's consider London and the Pan-London Restorative Justice Service that existed up until April of this year. In its 2 years of existence, remember 95, in its 2 years, it delivered 10. 95 in 8 months is exceptional. I'm asked whether the song's might have been sort of This level of output even exceeded our expectations, and it clearly begs the question why. Well, it's only up to me, basically. Why? And I think I know. Because from the starting pistol being fired by the Police and Crime Commissioner, there's been open-mindedness and commitment. There's been an absolute best practice commitment to genuine partnership from the agencies I mentioned earlier, and this brings me to the third key ingredient for success. And I feel entirely unashamed in saying this, as it's a fundamental truth. Our team is one of the most passionate, dedicated, flexible, diligent, tenacious and can-do teams it's ever been my absolute privilege to work with. Our manager, Michelle Bailey, has developed a team that believes in its ability to succeed and believes in the power of restorative justice. Belief is a powerful thing. I particularly wanted the opportunity to celebrate that success today. My team, no, our team, no, your team, are achieving amazing things in the West Midlands, and I'm delighted to be here today to hear directly from some of those people who've benefited so far. To close, what next? Well, first of all, more of the same. But it's important that we don't rest on our laurels and that we constantly strive for more. It's not enough to be good, it is possible to be better. We know, for example, that we have a piece of work to do working with our West Midlands Police colleagues to ensure our JAs utilise more as an integral part of community resolution. We know we want to broaden the networks and the partnership arrangements with probation and CRC prison, building as we will be now on some very, very, very sound and secure foundations established over the last few months. We know we want to develop additional remedy services developed in other areas of the country, bring these into the West Midlands, restorative mentoring, family work, schools-based programmes and so on. And we will strive to secure the revenue to enable us to develop those services here. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today and to be part of such an exciting and genuinely, going back to what Chris says, it's what we get out of bed to do in the morning. It's what we've done for years. We've got the yardsticks by which we measure what's possible in terms of restorative justice. Unparalleled work in the West Midlands. Unparalleled. It's a delight to have the opportunity to share some of that experience today. Thank you.